Hi, this is James Devine, and I am an educator who has come out of the trenches. Listen in as my friend and colleague Dana Goodyear shares stories and tips from other educators who have come out of the trenches.
Welcome to the Out of the Trenches podcast. This is Dana Goodyear. Thanks for listening.
My next guest is Bill Renner. Bill is a principal and chief storyteller of the amazing Spencer Elementary in Brighton, Michigan. He serves as elementary school with a daily focus on relationships by laughing together, focusing on success and learning from failure. Whether serving lunch, helping his staff reach their goals, or offering to assist a student with a task, it's daily servanthood for Bill. In addition to leading, he's a creator of a weekly parenting podcast, A Dash of Salt, where he shares his insights as a principal and his other favorite title, Dad. Bill's no stranger to the rigors of the classroom as he's taught as a kindergarten, first grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade teacher. He holds a BS in science and early childhood education and a master's degree in educational leadership from Eastern Michigan University. Welcome to the podcast, Bill.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm humbled to be here.
Yeah, we've known each other for about a year in the mastermind, the Better Leads, Better Schools mastermind. So, you know, I've heard a lot about your story and just, you know, really was inspired about kind of some of the things you're going through this year. So I was excited to get you on the podcast. So we'll start out with the question I ask everybody. Tell me about a time when you were in the trenches and managed to crawl out.
Yeah, so a great question to start off with for sure. And for me, the trench story really is more of when haven't I been in a trench? Mm-hmm. And so going back, just to kind of give, you know, listeners a preview of who I am, it all started back for me. I'm a product of two teenagers. And because of the stressors of a young baby and two teenagers, I'm also a product of divorce. And so when you look at that situation, my mom and dad are like, was this planned, right? With a question mark. And so growing up, I've been looking for this male role model, and I found him in my family. I found him in church leaders. I found him in teachers. And so I kind of found those in a roundabout way. And so I had to think of myself, like, is this planned? But for me, it was really normal. Mm-hmm. And so after I graduated from high school, I joined the military because I'm looking for something. I needed to find my way. And so I did that. And in the process, about 3 days in, I thought, planned? With the question mark myself. But I did discover about how to learning for I learned from structure, discipline, mm-hmm. self-reliance, and a lot of the leaderships. And of course, you know, made some great friends too, and obviously served my country. After that, I joined Eastern Michigan University and trying to get back in the swing of things. But after being away from learning and in the process of learning and studying, it was really difficult for me. It was really hard because I wasn't a really great student before. Mm-hmm. I took some time away and now I'm back. But it was so much easier, I found, just to quit and to give up, which is always the case with anything that we're doing. But I do know that we're all motivated by something. And at the time, my girlfriend said, hey, if you're not in school, then there's no us. And so 14 credit hours later, I was back and enrolled in school full time and doing my best thing. And thank goodness, because that girlfriend at the time was now my wife of just shy of 24 years. So then obviously I graduate, and then I start teaching. I started teaching in first grade, which was awesome. My love was always the early childhood piece. And so then I taught kindergarten. But then something happened. As I'm teaching in kindergarten in my district, they closed the kindergarten building. And so it's another moment of planned, right, with the question mark. And so then I'm teaching kindergarten, and then it closes. I get shuffled to another building, which is great. But then there's a shift, and now I'm teaching fourth grade. Planned, right? Mm-hmm. Another one with the question mark.
Yeah.
And then there's another shift the year after. I'm back in kindergarten.
Wow.
And so I'm jumping back and forth with the final jump to fifth grade. So you can imagine kindergarten 1 year, the next year, fifth grade. And here I am, a brand new building, brand new curriculum, mm-hmm. brand new developmental range for kids. And I'm walking around, got the table set up, hey, anybody need help? Anyone need help? And they're looking at me like, no. And I'm like, oh, look, you got your name on your paper. And look, your shoes are tied. And they're looking at me like, what? And meanwhile, I had planned, you know, 20, 25 minutes for that activity. And they were done in, you know, two. And I'm like, oh, boy. So So for me, there was a major plan, like I got a lot of learning to do. And so all of those elements were really a trench story for me. And then it led me into, you know, administration. And so at the current time, the superintendent said, in order for you to be an administrator in our district, you have to leave to get experience and come back.
Wow.
And so, you know, extremely frustrated, like I'm homegrown, you know, everything about me, there's no hidden, like, you know, my family and just that's what his philosophy was. And so I have two boys and my wife, and we were at a family fun night at our school. And then I was approached by a current then a superintendent, said, I wanted you to apply. And it's in a different district. And I thought, huh. So I applied and I got the job. Wow. And so I go, I left everything that I knew in Brighton. And I went to this other district. And then I started to see things around December, low enrollment. I started hearing about people moving, and then I could start to hear the rumblings. They needed to save money. In order to save money in a big way, what do? You close a school.
Yeah.
Well, I guess who's the new guy? And all I'm thinking is planned, question mark, a few times over, right?
Yeah.
I left everything that I knew, and now I'm hit this district, and I thought this was the start, not so much. Ironically, another position opened back in my hometown, and I applied for that and I got it, right? And so that's where I currently am serving now with the amazing Spencer Elementary School. So that's kind of the story of the trenches, but, and then COVID hits, right? The pandemic hits, and what do we do? And so I've got contact tracing. Hey, that wasn't in the job description. What's the deal? and currently what I had to do was do all the contact tracing, contact the families, on and on. And I still haven't received a W-2 from my county department yet. And you're like, hey, I did all this work for you. Like, hey, am I getting paid for that? And they're saying no. And then this start of the year, all my lunch crew, they decided to move on. And so beginning of the year with pandemic, thinking, okay, we've been through this before. This is the second year. All right, I know what to do. Oh, no, I don't. Another question mark. My lunch crew moves on. And then I'm thinking, how am I going to serve lunch? Oh boy, planned, question mark. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so much so where I'm had to bring in my son from his college break and you're coming in with me kind of voluntold. And so as he likes to be called, well, as the kids call him, Mr. Renner 2.0, but that's the way it is. And I had some other students that I'm walking down the hallway and she says to me, hey, Mr. Renner, I just realized something. I said, what's this? She said, you're the principal. And I said, well, yeah, but you know, I have been since for a while. And she said, I thought you were the cook because you're always in the kitchen. And I just start laughing and saying, well, you know what, here, we do all kinds of different things here. Yeah. And so at the time, right, as a cook, as a lunch aide and cleaning tables, mopping floors and wiping up spills, planned, question mark.
Yeah.
After that, you know, I've got custodial issues. My custodial staff decide to leave because they can make more money doing other things. I can't blame them for that. But my job for me, my focus is the teachers do their job, teaching the students and not have to worry about, is there soap in the dispenser? Right. So here's another stressor. Planned? Oh, gosh. Yeah. Sub issues. Hello, I'm your teacher today. And the kids are going crazy and they're saying, well, who's the principal? Well, it's going to be Dr. Brick and Miss Blueberry in the office. That's who's the principal today. And they can handle it. Planned? No, right? But emotional health, being that calm in the storm as the leader, jumping on that treadmill of email that never stops and keeps dinging all the way through. The other admin tasks, like keeping the lights on. And who knew, Dana? People want to be paid. And they need my signature on that stuff. Teachers want to get better with teacher evaluation process. I've got issues in my parking lot. And I also have social emotional issues. And so we're lucky enough to have a therapy dog. He's part of what we call the pack of dogs. And every building in our district has a therapy dog. And Buckley is with me along with Shadow. We have two. And I'm surprised that Buckley has any hair on the top of his head. And that would be just for me, just continuing to pet over and over. But, you know, and then even yesterday, you know, I had a student come down to the office, had a traumatic experience with family and just was having a rough day. And so in the midst of subbing and custodial stuff, and in the midst of who's going to serve and sling mac and cheese, here comes a kiddo. And he says, "Hey, Mr. Renner, I was hoping I could show you some ninja moves." Right. And I'm like, "Okay." And he said, "Not just show you. I want you to work with me on them." And I'm like, "Let's do it." So in the midst of chaos, right, it wasn't planned, but it became planned with a period. Yeah. And so we went and did some ninja moves, and I actually had to roll on the floor and chase some people around and hi-yah-sah, huzzah. But for that child at that time, it was what he needed. And that's when the shifts begins to occur. What's your core? And for me, it's not such a balancing act, because when you balance something, you have to give something up.
Yeah.
So if I spend time with my family, I know the work is increasing. Is that a bad thing? No, not at all. But the work is increasing. But if I spend time doing the work and answering phone calls and doing that sort of thing, which is part of my responsibility, then my family time decreases. And so something always has to give. And so I have to use my core values and keep that at the center. And when I do that, I think of it more of like a pendulum swing.
Yeah.
Right? The pendulum will swing all to the left, but my core values are in the middle. And I know that pendulum is coming back. So no matter if there's a pandemic that's happening or will happen, or the next thing that's coming in 2023, whatever that may be, my core values are intact. And so I don't have to give anything up, because no matter how far it comes back, I'll be coming back to the center. And that's where I find my core. And that's where Mastermind comes in. They're my core. And you're part of that, Dana, as you mentioned before. And Danny has come up with this great plan from Better Leaders, Better Schools. And it's a place that I can bounce ideas off with a collective group of administrators from all around the country. And they have a variety of experiences to help me, because they're further along on their journey. And when I'm able to get better, I can tackle challenges and I can help my staff and my students and my families get better too. And we're all in these unusual times. And so we may be in different boats during this COVID situation, but we're all in this together in different ways. And so I can say without a doubt that I'm a better administrator because I've invested in myself, which I waited and paused. And I've known about Mastermind and Better Leaders, Better Schools, but I just wanted to make sure it was the perfect time and waiting. And my boys were a little younger. And so I delayed a bit. And then it just became the time. When is going to be the right time, right? That's what I kept hearing. When is going to be the right time, Bill? Because there's always going to be something. And so at the moment, planned, right? Even joining a mastermind, planned, nervous, right? There's a cost, but it's an investment. Mm-hmm. Right? Warren Buffett says, if you could only have one car for your entire life, what would you do? Well, you would take care of that car, right? Mm-hmm. You would take care. You put premium gas in. You'd make sure it was clean. You'd make sure it was tuned up. Oil changes were never missed. Tire pressure was checked all the time. And he was really alluding that to your body. Well, for me, if we invest in ourselves, guess what? We're going to be better for the short term and the long term, and those that are under our care as well. Mm-hmm. So for me, after all, we are the average of the first five people that we spend our time with, the most people that we spend our time with. That's the average that we are. And so my suggestion is, so people find some thoroughbreds, run with them, watch from them, and watch afar and learn as we're all in this stuff together. So really, that trench question is something I've been in and I've been out. But when we look at it through a constant thread, if I didn't come from a divorced family and a young family, I don't know if I would necessarily have that personal understanding and that sensitivity. Mm-hmm. So it was planned with a question mark, but now I can see it clearly. It's planned with a period. And if I didn't go into the military, that'd be no money for school, and no money for school meant no degree, and no degree was no teaching, and no teaching meant no administration. So at the time and the challenges, plans with the question mark, plans with the period. If I didn't have to leave that district, current district, to go to another to learn and cut my teeth on some leadership skills, there wouldn't be any current district. So even though I left in the turmoil, planned, it's planned now that I can see. And, you know, I'm slinging mac and cheese still, not all the days, but some days. So, but if I wasn't able to serve lunch, I couldn't connect with over 500 students every single day. And we couldn't have arm wrestling competitions. So yeah, we do have arm wrestling competitions. So planned? No, not so much, but planned. There's a bigger purpose.
Yeah.
Custodial support. you know, I'm reminded every single day when I get the call, I need paper towels, I need soap, I've got a code brown, like I got to take care of. I'm reminded every day that I'm here to serve and not to be served. And so, like I mentioned, all through my life, I've been in and out of the trench, but they're not all that bad. Of course, they're dirty, they're mucky, but there's a lot of learning that occurs, and it can't occur unless you're in the trench. And so, so for those, if you're in it and you're hearing me and you're, you know, resonating with some things, I want you to know, you know, is this planned? Question mark. You might not see it, but it is planned for a period, and it's to make you a better leader, even though the difficult times can be frustrating and anxious, and you're being refined by fire, and it's going to take out all those other things. And that fire just simply challenges. So I continue to remind people to show up, find your rhythm, focus on your task at hand and your core values, and keep grinding and just keep pushing up that hill. And don't compare yourself to other people. Just be you. Because you're enough, and people can make it through. So that's kind of my my trench story from, you know, beginning and end. And that's what I've got. And that's who I am.
Yeah. And that's
this podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow. And the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get back to the episode.
So inspiring, because, you know, you're really showing how you've been a servant leader, right? And looking back on the story of your life, looking back on that, you know, the military experience, and, you know, maybe not liking it the first couple of days, but then sticking with it, maybe not wanting to go back to school when you came out of the military, right? Yeah. But then realizing and the changes, like you mentioned, in teaching kindergarten and then all of a sudden teaching fifth grade and not knowing what to expect of those kids. Oh. Yeah. So it's, you know, like you look back on it now and you realize, well, you know, that was preparing you. I think also teaching that those variety of grades to prepare you also for being a leader in the school. And now, like you said, you know, you're not trained on how to prepare food in the cafeteria, but like you're running the school. So it's a good skill to know. And, you know, there might be people that kind of grumble about that because of staffing shortages, but you've dug in and, you know, you've learned that this is a way to connect, right? And this, the custodial, you know, you might have to be doing some dirty work, right? It's just, it's getting to kind of see what's happening in the building, right? Because those are things that, you might not have been reported to about, like, you know, a leak or something like that. But if you're actually in the bathroom and see that a sink's leaking, then, you know about it yourself. So yeah, I think, you know, despite like how things have been this fall, and I think you've come kind of full circle in just being able to roll with the punches, and your positive attitude now is really inspiring. And how, yeah, was it planned? Question mark. But now you're saying, yeah, it's a period, because, you know, you're just, I think you're ready for, you know, whatever happens next, right?
It took some time to get there, right? And not fun, right? Yeah, it's not fun. I get frustrated. I get anxious. Mm-hmm. I get disappointed. I'm like, how on earth am I going to do the job that I was hired to do? Mm-hmm. But just as my little buddy who came down for ninja school, that's what my job was for that day, to help him, to calm him down, and to let him know that we're here. Even it has nothing to do with academics, but I did learn some cool ninja moves, right? It's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned in the bio that you run a podcast. So is that through your school, or is it just something that you're putting out yourself for parents? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So when I was in kindergarten, when I was teaching kindergarten, I have two boys, and now 19, and then I have a 15-year-old. But at the time when I was teaching kindergarten, my boys were obviously younger, and I was just going through stuff, right? Here I am, a trained educator in early childhood, and I just wanted to share my insights with some parents too.
Okay.
We had some, my boys were around the same age as the ages that I was serving for those families. And so that's where it started. And it originally was called Letters from a Father. And it was just me just telling about, hey, here's a situation that happened today. We were playing flying dinosaurs. And I was just sharing my story. Mm-hmm. And then that morphed into something a little bit bigger, because now that I'm serving, you know, more families at a variety of grade levels, I felt like they needed to hear some things too. And it really came from the pandemic. They needed to hear, I felt like they needed to hear a calm voice. If they see that I'm calm, the leader, hopefully they will pick up on that and say, if he's calm and he can do it, we're going to be okay. So that's where it initiated. And I just started picking up steam. And so this is, it's through Buzzsprout. And that's the host that I use. And it's called A Dash of Salt. And basically it's just salt is just add some flavor to life and it preserves. And so that's where that name comes from. It's not a cooking show. You don't want me to do that. And so this is just, it's a variety of things, whether it's, you know, what does COVID look like to simply the social emotional piece. I talk about growth mindset and why that's important. I also just talk about a variety of things. So it's not just around early childhood, but it's around the elementary age. So junior kindergarten all the way through fourth grade is my audience. And I do host that on my, you know, my newsletters and our school webpage and things. So all my families are able to hear that. And I just feel like from the leader's point of view, I can't connect with all of the families as much as I would like to with different protocols that we have. And a newsletter, that's a one-way communication. But this is more of a two-way. I can express, they can hear my voice, they can hear the inflection, they can hear me laughing at, and really just talking about my blunders as a dad and as a principal. I'm just making myself vulnerable to them so that I feel like I could be more approachable instead of just the man who sits in the office. Oh my gosh, Bill, I love that story about this, right? I'm just being real because this parenting thing is hard. And I want them to know that I don't have it all together. I'm working hard. My wife has it all together. Let's just put that on the record. But I'm still working through it. And so that's where it kind of came from and started. And so I just, it's weekly for them and anybody can listen to it. It's just, that's my, you know, my kind of format. So,
Yeah. And I think that's great. My kids' elementary school, the principal puts out YouTube videos sometimes, right? Where it's like 2 minute clips and a lot of them are filmed from his home and some of them might be like, you know, corny dad jokes, but, but I think, yeah, that connection where they can hear your voice, where you have a story or a tip to give, you know, it makes it all the more real and connects your community. And then they'll, come back and tell you, like, I really like to hear that. I wanted to talk a little bit about something else that we have in common. So I've been following the Principal Center with Justin Bader for a while. And also Robin Jackson, they both talk about getting into the classroom. You might not be able to do it as much this year as a principal other than being a sub for the teacher. But I know your philosophy for a while has been, you know, getting into the Justin's theme is, you know, hashtag 500 classrooms. So kind of tell me how you built that up and maybe how many years back that you started doing that and how were you able to manage your administrative tasks and still get into classrooms?
Yeah, love that question for sure. I'm passionate about it because for me, I was asked this question and that really rocked my world. It was during an interview for an administrative position. He said, Bill, I want you to put these three things in order from priority. You have to put kids, parents, and teachers. Well, as I'm sitting there amongst all these people watching me, right, I'm starting to sweat. I'm thinking, okay, let's see. Kids are always the right answer, right? That's always the right answer. But in this case, I'm thinking maybe it's not. And so after what seemed like 2 minutes, which was not, but I answered this way. If I had to put these three in the priority order, it would be staff, children, parents. And the reason why I did that was because I believe if you can help the staff get better, they can influence the kids, not only the kids that they have this year, but the kids that they will have in the years to come. So there's an exponential growth that's happening. And the parents, it wasn't just because they're third place. It's simply my main priority is to help the teachers get better so they can help the kids learn and develop their skill set. And then we can help the parents as well. So that was the order that I had. And so taking that question and really finding how can I get into the classrooms? And so that's where I met up with the Principal Center and joined with Justin Bader. And he gave that challenge, right? Get into 500 classrooms. And I'm thinking, 500 classrooms? What are you? You're nuts, right? You're nuts. But he gave me a skill set. He said, three classrooms a day. That's all you've got to do. So I started this in my the district that I left when I first started administration. And I was able to get into 500 classrooms. I blew their mind, right? Because they were like, why are you here all the time? And it's like, to get you better. That's it. And my philosophy is still this, you should be better than you were a year ago. So no matter if it's a pandemic, no matter if it's a personal, no matter if it's professional, you should be better in some form or fashion. than you were a year ago. And so I've taken that same philosophy, 500 classrooms, and tried to apply it. But here we are, COVID, and I'm slinging mac and cheese, and I'm also, you know, doing custodial. How can I get in there? So here's what we do. We still have a job to do. And so Robin Jackson says this through Mind Steps. It's simply this. Use your vision and your mission statement to guide all of your other thinking and learning. And so we've done that. And so for us, my vision statement is a personal vision statement. So this is where this created from. And it's really at the completion of fourth grade, 100% of our students will be equipped with the skills and the mindset to thrive at our next MALTB, is what we call it, intermediate building. So 100% of our students, well, in order for it to be 100%, we need to make sure that all 100% of our staff is on board too. Mm-hmm. And then the vision or the mission statement that we have for all of us is we exist to give each student the foundational skills to pursue their passions. So Dana, you'll notice there's no ELA mentioned in there. There's no mathematician. There's no scientific. It's we exist. Why are we here? To give the students the foundational skills, because we're elementary, to do what? Pursue their passion. In order to do that, I have to help the teachers get better. And so here we are, pandemic, can't get in the classrooms. What do? I started to think differently. And I gathered some ideas again from Justin Bader about how can I get in the classroom? So I use this program called SIBME, and it's Seeing is Believing Me. And it's marvelous because I take my phone, just my camera, right? And I just hit record when I go in, and I'm capturing what's happening in the classrooms. And then they are able to get the detailed notes for me. So when I start typing my notes, the notes actually pop up on the video for them to see. It's like pop-up video, if you remember that. And so they are able to look at themselves and reflect over my notes, and then we're able to correspond about what's happening. And so for me, that's been a huge win. But now I'm not able to get in the class. How am I going to get all this done? Mm-hmm. So here's my next avenue, right? We've got to get to help those teachers get better, to pursue the passions for the kids. And we also have to help 100% of our kids. So my suggestion was, hey, teachers, hey, staff, record yourself and then send me the video. So what that does is it gives them control of when I'm stopping in, and it's also helping them find the very best in their teaching. So we've all known this. I can tell a teacher I'm coming in, and they're going to provide this lesson that's beautiful and it's magical, and the kids are going to be sitting down because they've been threatened with, I'll give you a lifesaver afterward, right? Like, we have all been there, right?
It's okay. Dog and pony show.
It is. But for me, Dana, here's what's happening. Yeah. They're recording themselves, and then they're sending me their best. Well, they're looking at their teaching before, right? Mm-hmm. They're reflecting on it. Isn't that the magic? That's what we want.
Yeah.
So they're reflecting on that. And then they're sending me their best. They send me their best. I type up my notes and I send it back to them. Well, guess what's happening? They're reflecting again, because now they're coupling what they're watching with my notes and my questions and my wonderings. And so for me, it's a huge win, because it's one, they have control of when they're sending it to me. Two, they're reflecting once or twice over, and I'm giving them notes, and I'm counting that as a time that I'm coming in. So we've run into a couple of different issues with different challenges from state rules and that sort of thing, but we're making it work the best we can. And if I'm not able to officially count that as a walkthrough or as an observation, it's still great practice, because what they're reflecting. And so that's kind of how I'm getting into the classrooms. And like I said before, I get to mention I'm with all of the kids every single day. There's times where I'm done serving, I'll grab my lunch and I'll go and sit down with the kids. And so Monday is a kindergarten day. Tuesday, I eat with the first grader, and I keep going on throughout the rest of the week. And I usually find somebody who's just, you know, looks like they're a little sad, because I know once I sit down, I'm like a magnet. Everybody wants to sit down next to me because they don't think that I eat. So it's amazing. They want to see what's in my lunch. And it also gives me an opportunity to eat, because we know as leaders, we don't have a prep time. Things are constantly going. So when I'm eating with the kids. I'd much rather eat with the kids than eat by myself in my office all the time. So that's just one of the ways that I'm getting into the classrooms, helping teachers grow, helping teachers get better. And then also we're helping the kids, not only social emotionally, but also with the content delivery model too.
Yeah, that's so inspiring to hear how you have kind of made that work with the SIBME videos and the teachers recording themselves. And even though there's been, you know, recordings available since, you know, the video camera was invented, there's still a lot of teachers out there that don't record themselves and, you know, have never really seen what's happening in the classroom. through the lens of a camera, right? And you're giving them that time to maybe, you know, filter out a part of what happened, you know, before they send it to you or something, but also, you know, reflecting on what happened during that lesson. So that's growth both for the teachers and for you and helping them. So yeah, I'm really happy to see how you've made that work and that you've been using the 500 classrooms, you know, goal for several years. We've had such an inspiring conversation today, and you've touched on a lot of different areas of your leadership and just growth mindset. Out of everything we talked about today, what's one thing you'd like listeners to remember?
Well, that's a great question. And so if I had to just really just sum it up, it's just this. You've got what it takes. Mm-hmm. At a job interview, I was asked this question for an administrative position. Is this your dream job? Mm-hmm. We know the answer is yes, right? It better be yes, or mm-hmm. right, you're not going to get the job, right? So the answer is yes. And yes was the time that I said for this position, without COVID, without those extra responsibilities and things, when things were calmer, right? But I look at that and I still reflect on that. Is this your dream job? Mm-hmm. It is, no matter what's going on in the chaos. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest that people, you keep pressing in and you keep pressing on and don't give up. Mm-hmm. And don't quit, and you keep pushing up that mountain. And if I can do it, I'm telling you, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of work. Yeah. It's stressful. Yeah. I can't cut my hair much shorter. All the gray is out, but that's what the barbers are for, but it can be done. And always, you know, just always assume the best intent in folks. Mm-hmm. You know, break a sweat every single day, physical activity, not just stress at work. For me, I always give thanks. Whether that's to God or simply whether that's to people that I work with, and just finding glimmers of hope because they're struggling as well.
Yeah.
And for me, I pray every day to help ground me and just to make me thankful for where I've come from that plan with the question mark to plan today. And my prayer every day, Dana, is simply this, Lord, bring me closer to you, no matter the cost, mm-hmm. which is difficult to say and go through, but I mean it. And I've gone through some stuff, but it's made me better, a better leader and a better servant. So, yeah.
That's so great to hear. And I think that prayer and some of the things you just mentioned, that really sums up your philosophy of leadership. Where can people connect with you and find you online?
Yeah. So I'm on Twitter, I'm on there as best and quick as I can, but you can find me at, I'm at Renner. Bill. So real creative, I know, but anyway, I'm on there. I'm also, we have a Twitter account for my building. It's at Spencer ELEM. So Spencer Elementary, and it's the amazing Spencer Elementary, by the way. I'm also, like I said, I have my podcast. It's through Buzzsprout, and it's called A Dash of Salt. And of course my email, but my personal email is renner.bill@gmail.com. I know it's real creative, but whatever. It's an email. So those are just a couple places I'm on there. And I'm at, like I said, with Brighton Area Schools in Brighton, Michigan, just north of Ann Arbor. So.
Great. Well, I'll make sure to put those in the show notes. Well, thanks for being my guest on the Out of the Trenches podcast today. It was a pleasure having you on.
Yeah, Dana, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and allowing you to give me some time just to tell my story and hopefully encouraging others that they can do it. And the trench isn't a bad place. Just don't stay there all that long.
Check out the show notes on danagoodyear.com to learn more about this guest and links to their social media. Please subscribe, share, rate, and review wherever you download this podcast. Tell your friends and colleagues about it. And if this episode resonates, especially with you, be sure to share it out on social media and tag me at Out of Trenches PC.